The Renewable Fuels Association is concerned about the future of flex fuel vehicles and is launching a new outreach campaign targeted at vehicle manufacturers. Throughout the course of the campaign, RFA hopes to send out 75,000 postcard pamphlets to raise awareness about the campaign through postcards the recipients can send to General Motors, Ford, and Fiat Chrysler. RFA's Bob Dineen says the looming expiration of the Corporate Average Fuel Economy, or CAFE, credit standard means the industry needs to advocate for continued use of flex fuel vehicles.
A troubling threat to the full implementation of the RFS is the growing ambivalence of the auto companies toward flex-fueled vehicles. As the existing CAFE credit for FFVs winds down and EPA resists efforts to fairly recognize ethanol's carbon benefits in its CAFE calculations, the auto companies are starting to slow FFV production. They claim there has not been meaningful consumer demand for these vehicles, and the incremental cost, albeit trivial, cannot be justified in the absence of a more balanced CAFE regime. The ethanol industry needs to demonstrate the continued enthusiasm for FFVs. The auto companies need to hear from us, and loudly.
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack says USDA will work with the Environmental Protection Agency to encourage manufacturing of flex-fueled vehicles, but he also encouraged consumers to voice support for the higher blended fuel.
I'd be happy to work with the EPA to encourage Detroit to continue to do what they have done, which is to produce these flexible fuel vehicles, I think over 16 million, which creates the demand and the opportunity. And I think if we make the case to consumers, if we educate consumers about the lower cost fuel that's available to them, they will also put the pressure, if you will, on Detroit to continue to make cars that will take advantage of this lower price fuel.
Vilsack also pointed out the availability of funds through USDA to increase blender pump infrastructure. The majority of the gas sold in the U.S. is sold as E10. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Spencer Chase.